Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. It's our monthly chat here with Riley County and Blue Valley Schools. We have joining us via Zoom here today from Riley County Schools, USD 378 Superintendent Cliff Williams. Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning, Brandon.
And USD 384 Blue Valley Superintendent John Cox joining us as well. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
Pleasure to have you both on. Short week for students as we get set for the Thanksgiving holiday. It's kind of been a bumpy ride for a lot of students in the public school system right now, and we'll start off with that topic here, essentially, John, and talk about how you are trying to help fill some of those academic gaps.
Well, yes. You know, we knew when we got back to school at the beginning that the layoff from last spring, there were going to be some academic gaps that we had to identify and figure out ways to fill those gaps. So our staff have been very good at working individually with the kids and in small groups and identifying and creating plans and strategies that are going to close those gaps. We're working hard as a district to make sure that our programs are streamlined so that we're providing the best services we can for our students. It's an ongoing process, and we know that we're working as hard as we can, but we also know that the kids are working as hard as they can. And when we look back on this year, we'll know that regardless of the outcome, we're going to know that we were a success and we're going to show progress. I just want to make sure that I give that credit to the staff because they continue to work hard and they're making adjustments almost every day for individual students.
All right, Cliff, I imagine it's more of the same for your district as well.
I definitely echo that. John hit the nail on the head there. It's definitely been a team effort all the way across the board. I would just add the group of parents that I know are helping both districts in this process. I know there's times that I'm sure it's been frustrating that my kid may have to be quarantined because they've been exposed to something and maybe moved to a remote learning instead of an on-site learning like we are all accustomed to, but they've been wonderful. They've helped us along the way. The health department's been a great resource for us as well. And John's right that we still need to focus on learning. That's what we're here for. And kudos go out to my team as well for their efforts. And that means the students and the staff, they're working their tails off. It's hard to believe we're about 15 days away from getting a semester in, and we're really happy for that.
Yeah, it's been probably the most challenging first semester of a school year for either one of you here in your careers, I would imagine, because of all the uncertainty and school from home. I know it's hard for me keeping my daughter, who's in fourth grade, on task at home, especially these last couple of weeks when I've been quarantining myself. This is not easy for anybody right now, is it?
Definitely uncharted territory there, Brandon. And we're all learning from that. And, you know, like that old saying, if you get lemons, you make lemonade. And that's what our group's been doing. There's things that we're going to grow from this. But even just thinking about your crisis management plan, we all had a pandemic plan in there. And those of us been around long enough know we kind of went through the bird flu a little bit, but it definitely was not like this. And so we're learning as we go, and I think we're making the best of it. And I remember saying to somebody just the other day, though, if you really think about it, our crew has kind of found a new normal and making the best out of it. And I think just our attitude alone is going to help us get through this.
Yeah,
I agree with what Cliff just said. It's uncharted waters, and you know, everybody's struggling with their own struggles. And you know, having two small children in the schools, I know the struggles the parents are going through, and I feel that myself. So I'm right there beside you. Locked arms and walking down the path, trying to make sure everything goes smoothly.
I might ask you each individually how you're keeping your teachers and staff motivated here, because I know how difficult this must be. A lot of these teachers didn't sign up for, you know, being a teacher that teaches remotely and in person, how is morale right now, and how do you keep that going? I'll start with you, John.
Our morale is pretty good. I've got a good staff. They're highly professional. They're really focused on the students. And it's important to remind ourselves that at the core of us, we're just human beings trying to take care of our kids and do what we're supposed to do and educate our kids. So what I've done is tried to find creative ways that I can reward staff. You know, I've cooked them lunch, smoking meat, cooking lunch for the staff. We've gotten staff T-shirts just to kind of, you know, feel some unity. Much like Cliff, you know, Cliff's district is kind of spread out. I have two buildings and we're spread out by 8 miles. So sometimes we feel a little distant from each other, even though we're on one team. And so figuring out ways to bring us together. And I thought that having a T-shirt that said Blue Valley staff would be a good way to do that. And our staff really enjoys wearing them. And, you know, we've worn them on our Fridays, and it's been a really neat thing to watch and to see as we've moved forward.
All right. How about you, Cliff?
I'd echo what John said there. They're really working hard. And I'll be honest that they're tired right now. And I think they're ready for this Thanksgiving break. But true professionals all the way across the board, from secretaries to bus drivers to aides and on down the list, that they're all doing their part and being professional and trying to continue to stay upbeat. We've done some of those fun things, like John said. Just this last Thursday was our annual Thanksgiving meal, and our board bought all the staff a Thanksgiving meal. That was also in conjunction with American Education Week, which started back in the 1800s when Americans noticed that a lot of our soldiers were uneducated. And so through the process over these hundreds of years, we have grown and provide a great public education for all of our staff. And so we did some fun things with, like, we had a dress up day, we had a Riley County apparel day, we had sweats day. Some of those little things mean so much to this team. And they got a lot of nice emails and thank yous from parents and students. So we greatly appreciate them getting in the process. And so they have worked hard, and we've tried to reward them as much as possible and keep them upbeat. But it's been a tedious process, but they're going to regroup over Thanksgiving break, and we'll come back and have 3 good weeks, and then we'll have Christmas break. And I think the thing that most school districts have done that is so different, and sometimes we forget this, you know, we normally have a day or two in the month that we have staff development, and that's really revigorating for our crew. And most of us took all those things out in between and put them on the front end because we needed that to plan and prepare for this unprecedented time. And so you don't have a lot of those breaks in there. And so the team's worked hard and they're tired, but I'm confident they'll come back next Monday and they'll be ready to get after it again.
Yeah, I think it's going to be so important for everyone to just get that nice bit of rest here and really kind of get refocused, because it's been such a challenging semester for everybody.
Yes.
Well,
I agree.
Before we take a break here, I might just ask you real quick how you guys are dealing with what, like, your numbers are here with quarantines and that sort of thing going on right now. Cliff, I'll start with you.
We just finished talking about teamwork, and I can't say enough great things about our parents. They have helped us. Brandon, we're kind of an anomaly as we listen to some others' numbers. We have really been very blessed. Our numbers are very low. We're down in like the 1%. So we don't have very many active cases, less than a handful. And that includes student and staff. Now, we've seen some quarantine numbers go up, and quarantine is coming from exposure outside our school district. where families maybe have been exposed or mom or dad have, and they've done a great job of letting us know that. They've kept their kids home. That's quite a commitment, because that normally is at least 10 days, can be as long as 24 days. But they've made that commitment to us and moved into the remote learning format during that time. And so overall, Brandon, we have done very well and just very fortunate.
All right. How about you, John? Numbers looking good right now?
Our numbers are relatively small as well. Cliff was hit it on the head with the 1% possibly. I currently have one positive case that I'm dealing with, and it was from an outside source as well. But that is reflected with a lot of quarantines because of the contacts here at school. And that's saying something about the staff and the work that they do to make sure our schools are clean, to make sure that they're the contact, that they make sure that everything is wiped down and sprayed frequently to make sure that there's no exposure, identifying faculty and students who meet the criteria, and making sure that we get those individuals managed and away from everyone else as soon as possible once we know. I appreciate the fact that our parents have been understanding. You know, it when you get the call at 5 o'clock on a Friday afternoon and you've got big plans for the weekend, that's never a good feeling to give that information or receive that information. So I'm very fortunate that the parents have been understanding, is putting it very generously, very understanding of what we're doing and why we're doing what we're doing.
All right. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll talk about winter activities and what that may or may not look like here going forward. We're spending time here on In Focus with John Cox and Cliff Williams from USD 384 and USD 378 Raleigh County Schools.